yourself. Like it's, I feel like
here's the setup. Six pastors walk into a brewery. It sounds like the start of a bad joke. Instead, it's a Monday morning at the former Habitat Brewing in Asheville, and this is an improv class.
I'm going to let you kind of get into it. Once I feel like you've got a little bit of a hold on it, I'm going to say change, and I want you to immediately switch to a different character.
Clifton Hall is the co-founder of the Asheville Improv Collective, and he's teaching this class, his first ever, with the entire student base made up of pastors and ministers.
I'm from Texas, and I was raised Southern Baptist, so in my mind, I just couldn't picture any preacher I'd ever met doing improv and enjoying it. And so like that first class, when I walked in, just within like the first 5 minutes, I was like, oh, this is definitely not the stereotypical or the idea of what clergy would be like. And they were very fun and open and just up for having a great time.
Brian Ammons is the chaplain at Warren Wilson College. He and Missy Harris, the co-pastor at Circle of Mercy in Asheville, thought improv classes would bring dimension to their ministry. They invited several of their colleagues from other churches to join them for weekly classes.
We both were talking about how do we kind of bring our humor and playfulness into our work. My work is really energizing and it can often be heavy, but like setting a container where I actually just get together with friends and play became really important.
In improvisational theater, there might be a form or structure to what's happening on stage, but nothing is scripted or planned. For this exercise, Hall is challenging his students to stand up one at a time in front of the class and perform a sort of lightning round of characters.
And it doesn't have to be someone that you're super familiar with. It can be someone that you just kind of randomly met, and they've got this one weird, quirky little thing about them. Take that, make that your own, and build a character using that.
Most improv students can lean on one or two go-to characters or voices, and some of these students have a predictable propensity to play some version of a Southern preacher.
What Jesus tells us is to mind your own business.
And that's why this particular exercise is so important for these students. With Hall calling for new character after new character, everyone has to discover someone new inside them on the fly.
It has pushed me in ways that have been incredibly challenging.
Esta Jarrett is a pastor at Canton Presbyterian Church.
If you come into this experience with something in mind already mapped out that you want to do, it defeats the purpose of it. So someone like me who excels in planning everything well in advance, I have to stop that entirely. It's been very, very healthy for me and very frustrating and challenging, but I come away just exhilarated.
These pastors certainly aren't typical. For one, they curse. One student playfully flipped another the middle finger after a sarcastic comment, and they've surprised their instructor in other ways.
Growing up in the churches that I did grow up in, there was never a lot of room for interpretation outside of what's being told to you. Whereas with them, they seem very open to new ideas. We can't just pigeonhole everything. Like, it's about the people.
Here's Missy Harris, co-pastor at Circle of Mercy.
For me, what this class has done, I think, has freed me up a little bit to let go of the script and to be more engaged when I'm preaching or doing the call to the table at communion and trusting that what I need is already within myself and trusting that it's an interaction between me and the community.
These clergy have already performed three public showcases, the reward for completing each level of class, and are about to perform their fourth and final showcase as graduates of the Asheville Improv Collective School. They hope to continue together as a troupe, performing under the name The Irreverends.
It's like a true test of faith. shared power on the stage and just trusting each other and the audience to support each other.
You can catch The Irreverends performing their final class showcase at 8 p.m. Sunday, April 14th at Attic Salt Theater in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.